So there's a recognition that the word as the Lord is at the center of it all. That's the highest element. And then the process methodology kind of mechanical elements are bones. So I've been looking at this in terms of bones and flesh, flesh and bones, as you see me have, and the flesh being linked to the girdle or what binds. So the bones are necessary, but as in the human body, you don't think about your bones if they're all functioning right. The structure just holds everything in place in that sense. It forms a superstructure, if you like. And then the flesh over the top is the good that is living. So to engage in deep listening has to do with hearing what is living and identifying what is living and being able to bring that out. And the bones are what allows that to happen. So everything is interconnected and is important, but the order of things is absolutely vital. The goal of every logopraxis experience as a group is to make the Lord Jesus Christ visible in our midst. So to see the Lord in some new way and to take that with us back out into life, you know, that's the aim of bringing our experience of the word working in our individual lives. When we bring it together, it becomes a collective life force, if you like, and something new is then able to be distributed through that process. And the more conscious more members are of that, the sphere then is more concentrated and elevated. And we will all wax and wane over the course of being together in terms of our degree of attention. But knowing how that waxing and waning occurs is something that we can make more explicit, because then that will support us to be more focused and have a greater degree of attention to the processes that are being manifest through coming together and sharing around the experience of the Lord's word working in each of our lives. So what's being introduced here is the idea of being across your state, as opposed to having to record what people are saying and looking to what's happening in terms of the raw material of your state as being what the Lord is actually bringing up for us. And what's in that material that serves the group. So yes, you know, we listen for the principles if we can, but we are all able to give attention to what's going on within us in the immediacy of our attempt to listen. So even what you just shared there is an experience of being in this space, right? The difficulty of recall or having to write things down. I mean, all of that is something that if it gets made explicit, then it doesn't become, and I don't know if it is for you, but it can be something that can create anxiety, even a mild level of anxiety. Like, you know, am I contributing? Am I not? Am I, like, whatever the self-talk is, all of that is the material that needs to be brought out, because while it's hidden in or covered over, it just eats away at the quality of life that can be experienced here. Whereas when it's made explicit, it's like, yeah, well, we all have that problem. It's not a big deal, because that material can then be turned into something that actually serves the regenerative process, rather than being something that we make a judgment about as being not right or my own inadequacy or whatever the self-talk is. So in logopraxis, we have an aphorism which says something like, freedom is the ability to go against your natural inclinations. That is what freedom is, and it's truths that give us that ability, and those truths are from the Lord himself. So we have what's termed an as of self. We don't have a self, and this is where things get confused. That's my sense of it. So to live as a self or to believe in ourself, which is what that is loving ourself. It's the love of self. To be in an as of self is to be freed from that and to be in what is truly freeing, which is a sense of self that is grounded in what is good and true. And those are two very different things. But the whole of spiritual work is being saved from the belief that I am. And the difficulty with that, from our point of view, we talk about the death of a church before a new one can arise. The difficulty in that is that we cannot imagine what's on the other side, because all we know is what we have experienced on this side of that transition. And so in that transition, there's always a sense of trusting the Lord as you step out into the void. So the fact that we have to reevaluate things like freedom, because our understanding of freedom has all been built on the idea that I am. And that's not the freedom the Lord is talking about. If you look at divine providence, for example, which talks a lot about rationality and freedom, the freedom that people are afforded is linked to the permission that they can act out of their evils. And that's hellish freedom. But that's how we interpret freedom from a self, I am perspective. But the freedom the Lord offers, it's not being enslaved in that belief that I have a self, that I am a self. So it's all growing and experiencing things in a new way. So the highest angels are the highest angels because they are most aware of proprium and don't desire it. So it's when it's hidden that it has this, it's the illusionary power, right? The glamour, in the traditional meaning of that word, that it casts around itself. And this is why, you know, page after page after, like every page of the writings pretty much gives us some kind of insight into the nature of proprium. And the reason for that is to set us free from it. So we have to be constantly put in front of its insidious nature in order to slowly break those bonds that our identity is tied into. And that takes work. It talks about the Lord's greatest temptations being those experienced by him in infancy. And if you take that as our development, the word's development within us, then it's our inclination towards believing appearances to be real. That is the greatest difficulty to be overcome so far as saving us from that feeling of selfhood, which seems by all appearances to arise from us. And so we need a divine revelation to point out that that's not the case. Without divine revelation, there is no way of knowing that that is how this whole thing works.